Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is warm and clear. It's a perfect evening for those enjoying a late-night stroll or gathering outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports on the scenarios that could draw Israel into war with Iran and the one that may keep it out, as tensions rise with threats from both sides earlier today. Also, Forward notes that Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia, granting them a pathway toward a civilian nuclear program, is seen as a setback for Israel. This update came in the past hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals Iranian strikes have damaged U.S. bases and radar systems in the region, with nearly a dozen U.S. soldiers injured in the attacks. Separately, JNS reports that Washington has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official and others linked to Hamas earlier today. And finally, I-24 News states that the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned senior Muslim Brotherhood officials and Hamas financial networks in a related action from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news account, posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu believes weakening Iran opens the door to Saudi normalization, calling it a game-changer following recent regional attacks. Jake Wallace Simons wrote just now, asking a question that seems to be provoking thought among his followers. AG, a political commentator, posted about an anticipated statement condemning recent violence, highlighting the complexities of regional politics. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation involving Iran. According to Ynet, Western intelligence warns that Tehran might strike Israel first, prompting Jerusalem to prepare for multiple scenarios. The tension comes as Trump threatens unprecedented action. This escalation could lead to broader regional instability, affecting civilians and diplomatic relations. Turning to the U.S.-Saudi deal, Forward describes the American decision to allow Saudi Arabia a civilian nuclear program as a troubling development for Israel. This deal marks a shift in regional alliances and poses challenges for Israeli security strategy. The implications could reshape the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the consequences of Iranian strikes on U.S. military assets. Nearly a dozen U.S. soldiers were injured, and key radar systems were affected. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility and the potential for increased military engagement in the region. In related news, JNS reports on Washington's sanctions against Egyptian officials tied to Hamas. The U.S. aims to curtail financial networks supporting Hamas, reflecting a broader strategy to isolate the group. This action emphasizes international efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. Finally, I-24 News provides further insight into the U.S. Treasury's sanctions on Hamas-linked entities. These measures target financial structures supporting extremist activities, aligning with global anti-terrorism efforts. The impact may lead to increased pressure on Hamas, affecting its operations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Oppo's latest foldable phone showcases both innovations and limitations in the tech category. The Find N6 impresses with its design, but faces challenges with cost and utility. Separately, Ynet Business says the Cincinnati Reds are partnering with Israeli firm Flexer to enhance AI use in baseball operations. This collaboration marks a significant move towards integrating advanced technology in sports. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals an Israeli bank's decision to replace managers with AI, leading to a voluntary retirement program. This shift could influence how other financial institutions approach staffing and technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.